Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. County fairs are community spaces that allow for this, celebrations that bring folks together every year to socialize, enjoy great food, and entertainment. They have an importance to our economy and heritage. Fair exhibits give us an insight and a better understanding of the value of our rural roots. The bounty of our own region's unique and thriving farm heritage will be on full display during the annual Jefferson County Fair for the first time since the pandemic. Today, we have with us Fairground Manager Danny McInerney. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
So, let's start with a little bit of a background. You know, it's fairgrounds, past and present. So we are in this kind of heritage rural location, which still honors county fairs, and it's pretty cool. Could you talk a little bit in general about our own county fair and a little bit more largely about county fairs in general?
I'll try to do my best here. So basically, our county fair is considered a family traditional county fair. It's not necessarily about large concerts or anything like that. The underlying idea is that parents should feel safe to sit down, have some ice cream, and let their kids wander the whole grounds on their own, you know, and have a good time. So we do, however, have some work to do in bringing in more of our county's awesome innovations and industries and agriculture to our fair. And so that's what we're set on. This year, it's a little different because we haven't had a fair for 2 years. We are really focusing this fair on youth and a good time and a good vibe. We won't have all of the connections within the county that we really need to build.
When you say that, are you referring to, you know, I know some of the, you know, the stilted part of this process is we have a season where the kids weren't in 4-H or the kids weren't doing, you know, their husbandry and all their activities. Is that part of the participant issue that you're mentioning? I'd like to know
more
about what you're talking about.
It absolutely is. So with COVID, 4-H suffered greatly, and 4-H brings a lot of the youth and, you know, animals and stuff here. But really, it's also that we will have everything will be full. It's just that we might not have as many of the agricultural farms that we need to show off, or the industries that this county has. Because if you think about like a World's Fair, you know, it's to show off a nation's achievements. Mm-hmm. And over time, we want our fair to show off our county's achievements while also obviously just having fun and looking at pigs and dancing and stuff like that.
It's true. It is a wonderful time to, you know, where we get to witness the exhibitions of what it means to work the land, everything. And I was struck by doing some of the research, and I want to talk more fully about the fair itself, but, you know, the background of the fair. Let's talk about your background, Danny. You're kind of new to this role, aren't you?
I started half-time on May 2nd and full-time June 1st. So, yep, I'm new to the role.
But you're not new to nonprofits. You had worked previously in our community. Is that correct?
Yes, I was a partner with a marketing and branding firm called the Rockfish Group, and also a freelance designer. So I've worked with, you know, Main Street, the Chamber, Maritime Center. I still just did our Race to Alaska just as a favor almost. Their web page here for this year. And I was the general manager at Key City Public Theater, which is a nonprofit live theater, and it's a union theater, the only union theater in our local area for the last 4 years.
That's pretty impressive.
Learned a ton there.
I bet. And so the scope of work with the fair and the fairgrounds itself is going to be pretty broad. So are you from Port Townsend originally? Do you call this place the home from your childhood, or did you move to the area?
I grew up in Kingston, and I met my wife in 2006. And very shortly after, I moved here, and we moved in together, and we've been together ever since. So, yep, I've lived here since 2006. And I do feel like I finally am a local. It took me some years.
Well, Kingston seems local enough to me.
And I don't know.
I think it would be wonderful to find out a little bit more about the process of the fair, getting it up and running. And then if we could allocate some time to your other role. It's just, we're talking about the county fair specifically today, but you have other aspects to your position that I think would be interesting to our listeners, because we know that the fairground got repurposed quite a bit during COVID. And let's touch base with you on that after our station ID. If you are just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. Today, we are speaking with Danny McInerney of the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. And if you've missed part of this program, you can listen to the complete episode on our podcast page. Now, before we return to this program, I'd like to put a bug in your ear. I'm looking for leaders working within the nonprofit arena to join us for a panel discussion about best practices for volunteer retention and recruitment. You can send your interest to everybodycan@kptz.org. We want to know a little bit more about your best tricks, your tips, your trials. So if you're in leadership in nonprofit, reach out to me. Let's get that story talked about. Maybe we could put our heads together and find some great solutions. Now back to Danny. So your role is larger than the fair itself, right? You have this responsibility. You're managing the whole fairground property. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, it's the Jefferson County Fair and Fairgrounds Manager is my title. So the fair is basically the grounding post for everything we need to do out here. But our doors are open for the 362 days a year that are not the fair now.
So to your point, when I was on your website, I saw a skating party on the schedule. So you're using the property throughout the year. Are these nonprofits that are coming in, or does the Jefferson County Fairground Association provide some of those activities?
It'll be a mix of both. Right now, we want to invite the community in for like simple, easy, fun, family-friendly things to do. And so we thought of the skate night or the skate party. And it sold out in just a couple of hours. And then we also have a whole session's worth of a wait list. So that was a real hit. And this Friday, we also welcome people to just come. And there's free pizza by Papa Murphy's. Hadlock Building Supply has free popcorn. And let us know what you want to see out here.
So if one were listening to this, then, you know, it's some time out that this will be airing. Is this a reoccurring community event for kids? It's going to be the first Friday of the month. The skate party going to continue? But it's just an example of some of the things you're going to do.
This is a test. If it's successful, we would love to have like a Friday night skate party, especially throughout the fall and winter when things are closed up outdoors.
That's the first thing I thought of, that the fairgrounds have such large, spacious, and wonderful places to be outside, even for, gosh, if we wanted to be in a bigger building for fitness activities. And so if someone was interested in renting a room or a property off-season when you're not doing the fair itself, how would they reach you, and or where would they go for more information?
We have an office here at the fairgrounds at 4907 Landis Street. And I'm there every day. But also you can go to our website and email or leave a message. And I want everyone to know that maybe in the past it hasn't been easy to rent a space out here, because some of the rules were like you have to rent it for a whole day. And that's just no more. We see this, and the association sees this, as a service to the community. This is not our fairgrounds. This is the county's fairgrounds. So it's accessible now, and that's kind of one of the main things I want to get across, is this is an accessible place for people to come.
You know, you mentioned you've been working really hard. You have a volunteer coordinator who's jumped up to help you for this season, and Jefferson County Fairbook Facebook page. So this, you know, these new guidelines and accessibility aspects, are they found on your website at this time, or is it something we need to give you a call and get more information on?
Right now, it's a message. So it's been approved by the board. Mm-hmm. You know, we did vote on our new vision and everything. But this fall, we'll be redoing our bylaws and our vision statement. So everything will be updated officially in the fall. Right now, this is our focus and our goal. Just to say there, we do have our first formal partnership with the nonprofit is PT Cottage School Co-op. And they're in here cleaning out the space. to provide enrichment activities for the huge growth in homeschool activities that have happened. So this will be a place where parents and educators can rent time to come here and kind of group. Maybe there's 10 homeschoolers who want to come in and do one class to give parents a break.
That'll be
going all school year.
Very cool. Well, before we run out of time, let's drill down on what kind of volunteer activities or a typical volunteer experience for the fair. Let's really find out what your needs are, because it's right around the corner.
Yes. So super excited about the fair, and that we've actually had so many people come. I mean, we need more volunteers, don't get me wrong, but we have had a lot of people coming in and saying, how can I get involved? And honestly, I didn't expect that. So I haven't been prepared to tell them how. So right now we have volunteer coordinator, two people sharing it, who are going to help. They're downstairs literally right now with our task list, separating things out so we can have clear roles and tasks. And Amy Howard at Habitat for Humanity met with me and gave me some really great advice on how to do volunteering. And so basically, contact us through our website, but we'll be doing a lot of outreach in the next week or two.
Do you have examples of, say, something that might be a pre-fair volunteer need and a during fair? You know, something maybe administratively that for folks who may not be able to be at the fairgrounds, and then like just an example, a day in the life of a volunteer during the fair. Would it be
so? I do think we can find a place for anyone with any ability. Right now, we are focusing on mostly on grounds. So there's a lot of grounds work to do, skilled and non-skilled. And then as we get closer to the fair, each building has what's called a superintendent who needs volunteers. So they help do decorations, they help check in animals and artwork, put up displays. So we will need help just being there, helping making these buildings look interesting and have nice displays. And then also, I would love it if anyone who knows computers is interested in admin help.
There you go. Admin help, as in not someone who has technical application, but more administrative inputting, updating, that kind of thing.
Excel and Word, you know, just basic comfort with that sort of thing.
And the volunteer email address, is there a volunteer email address that they might just touch base with you instead of going out there to find out? I'm thinking about folks with mobility issues that'd be really interested, you know, or just for timeliness.
It's just my email, info@jeffcofairgrounds.com. Did just start a Facebook group, Friends of the Fair, Friends of Jeffco Fair. And so we're starting getting that going as well here on Facebook.
You know, I think one thing that makes me smile so much about the fair system is I remember my mother and her best friend had an ongoing year-long, who's going to get the jelly or the jam ribbon? And, you know, we were not an agriculturally focused family. We lived in an agriculturally focused community. And it was so cool to see the hard work of young people and have access to animals and understand the skills and lifestyle and commitments it takes to bring food to our tables, and just the really fun ways to demonstrate, like, your hobby, you know, the photography. Do you have some hobby examples of what you expect to see coming back, even though this is our first kind of year back post-COVID? What kind of exhibits would one might want to share with our fair?
I mean, my take on it, and I'm in the same situation with you, as my take on it after reading through the premium book, which is the book where you can learn about all of the things that could be entered, is that if you can think of it, there's almost a place for it, from Legos to quilts to pies to things you can grow, artwork. I mean,
I want to do the table setting. Oh, that one just
caught. I know, table setting, you can decorate, you know, a cage can be decorated, you know, if you don't want to submit your cat to that, you can, you know, put them in there with a picture and decorate it.
That's funny. So this information, you mentioned a premium book, and that is something that has to do with the application, but also the award system. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes. Yeah, so the premium book, it's called premium because in fair language, premiums are the payouts that people get. Sometimes they get ribbons, and sometimes they're actual cash payouts to what, if you win, you know, if you have the best pie or your artwork or whatever. So it's a pretty thick book with a lot of information. It is at our website, jeffcofairgrounds.com, and it's also at like QFC and Penny Saver and, you know, various places.
Are they out now?
They're out now, wow. And we're going to be putting an ad out soon.
Perfect.
To let people know, please sign up.
Okay, Danny. Well, you know, as always, there's never enough time to review everything that's going on with the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, and I think we should have you on in the fall so we can hear about the great programs that you are testing out. And I welcome more conversations around this fairground. It's going to be so much fun this year. So before we sign off and say goodbye to you, what are the dates of the fair this year?
August 12, 13, and 14.
And when's the latest that someone could actually submit an exhibit or participate in the fair itself?
I believe it's like Tuesday before that, the 10th or so.
All right.
We will take your exhibits.
Okay.
You can actually come in. There's pre-registration and day before registration. So you can come. Call us. We'll get you in.
And you know what? This community is anxious to wrap itself around this fair. We want to see you be successful. And we love demonstrating what an amazing harvest and community and talent we have here in our young people and our agricultural sector. Danny, thanks for joining us today. And I'll see you at the fairgrounds.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we have uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging. Perhaps explore a new skill set, or simply impact the life of another, changing the arc of their potential. Now, I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich. Now, while I have your ear, we want to hear about those unsung heroes you may have run across. You know, the ones who really like to be behind the scenes. Micro moments of kindness. They are the building blocks of a caring community. Small gestures, shout-outs, unique moments of stepping up. I want to hear from you. Dear listeners, let's acknowledge these moments. The fractional demonstration of our corporate and community moral compass. It matters. Now, for our own shout-out. Send those, by the way, to everybodycan@kptz.org. Our special shout-out goes to the guy who sweeps Highway 20 at the crack of dawn to brush gravel aside for our cyclists. You can see him on most Sundays from Mill Road to Chimicum. Whoever you are, thank you and well done. It matters. Now go out, get involved, and find an opportunity to share a micro moment of kindness.